This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. What a moment for Wild Star Quinn Hughes, who slapped home the overtime winner in Team USA's Olympic quarterfinal win over Sweden yesterday. Final 2-1.
Yeah, it's special. I mean, I love the U.S. and it's the greatest country in the world, so happy to represent it here with these guys, and it's really special.
His Minnesota teammate Matt Boldy assisted on the decisive goal, which came on the 3-on-3 overtime period. The U.S. now faces Slovakia in the semifinals tomorrow afternoon. The U.S. women's team, with all kinds of Minnesota connections, is going for gold on the ice this hour against Canada in Italy. Twin spring training wrapping up for the day-to-day in Fort Myers. That includes reliever Taylor Rogers, who had a live pitching session yesterday. Rogers says new manager Derek Shelton was the main reason he chose to come back to the Twins.
Whatever he was going to get a job, I was going to probably want to go there at some point too. So the fact that it was here in Minnesota was just the best. It's a cherry on top. I love the way he interacts with players. I love his competitive spirit. He's not afraid to show that, you know, in team meetings or with other staff, like, have a competitive spirit. I think that's a separator in this game.
Rogers says he has had conversations with Shelton about his role out of the bullpen, and he says they don't know yet.
It's entirely too early to say anything. We're still early in camp. I just threw my first live BP, so this is my first time seeing hitters in spring. So yeah, we're entirely too early. And like I told him, if there's a role that you're looking to have me in, I need to earn that still. Basically, this is a new team for me, so I need to come in and earn my spot, just as anybody else does.
The Twins will have an exhibition game tomorrow night in Fort Myers against the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers. The 23rd-ranked Gopher women's basketball team used a dominating third quarter and beat 10th-ranked Ohio State last night at Williams Arena, the final 74-61. And the St. Thomas women's team is in action at North Dakota State tonight. This is MNN Sports.